counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Slasic from the Besnard Lakes.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamine.
Hey, it's Marty Carpenter of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Harder, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we are back after a couple weeks off. Nice couple weeks, but it's good to be back and counting down the charts again, wouldn't you say, Brian?
Absolutely, and only one of them was on purpose. The power actually went out about an hour before our radio show, believe it or not.
Sad days.
It was
sad days.
A curious reason to miss your radio show. It wasn't very fun, but anyway.
But now we're back.
Yeah.
And we're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. These charts are for the week ending Tuesday, September 10th. And as Brian does every week, he's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Yes, sir. Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every Wednesday at earshot-online.com. And you can find the entire national top 50, from which we're going to play selections from the top 20 albums over the next 2 hours of the program. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, 32 stations reporting this week, and other published charts, both per station and nationally, include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. Go check it out. You can find this month interviews with Bear Mountain, Golden Youth, and Salmon Arm Roots and Blues.
Yeah, really great stuff. And you can reach out to us, get in touch with us quite a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. That is our handle on Twitter. All great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you and give you some exposure on this show. So amidst the charts, we will throw a feature in for those types of artists and bands. So please reach out, contact us, let us know. And if you're just a fan of the show and you want to reach out to us as well, we love to hear from you too. So do that indeed. All right, we're going to get into it. And coming up in this hour of the program, my interview with Ben Fox from Dinosaur Bones. Going to be talking to him and find out what's going on with the band and what they have in store for the coming months, because they've got a pretty big show lineup that's going to be coming out. So that's coming up in this hour of the program, and then in the next hour you'll get your Entertainment 411 with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim. But that's not before we start the countdown, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up.
Yeah, all kinds of new stuff coming at you this week because we missed the last couple of weeks of the charts, including a brand new one usurping Austria last week. So we'll let you know about that. So stick around for the next 2 hours. About 10 of the 20 albums are going to be new to the program this week, and also lots of things sort of floating around in the charts, including this week, number 20, up from 24, The Paper Kites and their EP Young North. You're going to hear a track called Kiss the Grass. You're going to hear Can't Get No by Dead Ghosts from their album of the same name, which is at number 19, up from 25. And falling to number 18 from 14 is Grand Analog from the album Modern Thunder. You're going to hear the closing track from that album, Unbearable Lightness.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
So
sun. Slow down, let out slow. Slow down, let out.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
it's the Earshot 20.
That was Unbearable Lightness by Grand Analog from the album Modern Thunder. This week at number 18, down from 14. At number 19, up from 25, was Can't Get No by A Dead Ghost from the album of the same name. And starting off the program, number 20, up from 24, was The Paper Kites from Young North, their debut EP, a track called Kiss the Grass.
And if you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Brian Cleveland. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Great website. You should check it out. And we're going to continue the countdown, moving along through the first 10 in this hour of the program. Coming up very shortly, you're going to be hearing from Ben Fox of Dinosaur Bones. He took a little bit of time out of his day to chat with us about what's going on with the band. But first, you got a few more tracks coming your way.
Up from number 40 to number 17, Lightning Dust from the album Fantasy. You're going to hear a track called Diamond, and then you're going to hear Winged Beat Drums by Islands. Their newest album, Ski Mask, is at number 16, down from 13.
I wonder what winged beat drums would look like.
Who knows?
I don't know. Flying drums.
Draw us a picture.
When drums, you know, they always say when pigs fly, but I think drums flying would be a sight too. All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
This is the Earshot 20,
number 16.
You ages when I heard you cry, born at the wrong time. You wanna dig a hole, you don't wanna stay. You say, I know a way, I know a way. The sun with your opposable thumb. Thought there's nowhere to run, that's where you're coming from. Flapping your gums like a wing beat drum. Chamber, I know you'll follow your nose to where the vapor blows. You feel energetic when you foam at the mouth, the thing that wears you out, an anesthetic. Just run.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Winged Beat Drums by Islands. Their new album is called Ski Mask, and it's number 16, down from 13. And rising up for number 40, number 17 was Lightning Dust Fantasy, starting off that set with a track called Diamond.
Here's your picture, Brian. These are the Winged Beat Drums you asked for.
It's beautiful.
Does it look good?
Oh, yeah. If people in the radio land can't possibly appreciate your fine artistic skills.
I don't know. Maybe kind of look like elephant ears on a drum. But anyway, that was my attempt. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Canada's National Countdown Show. We're counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com and having fun doing it. I have fun every week. Don't you have fun?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that was a good response. Yes, sir, I do. I do indeed.
Boy, howdy.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from Ben Fox from Dinosaur Bones. He's going to be talking about what's going on with them. But first, we've got another one bring you on the charts, and Brian's going to let you know what that is.
You're going to hear from Ray Spoon. The latest record's called My Prairie Home. That's at number 15, down from 10, and a track called Amy Grant. Then you're going to hear from No Age. You're going to hear a track called I Won't Be Your Generator. That's from their latest album, An Object, at number 14, up from 20.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
I grew up driving the mountains in the back of a Datsun with a green dashboard lights and Amy Grant sang our theme song. If they only knew how much she loved them. But where was Jesus when we needed him? Where was Amy Grant? I thought she was his backup. And the devil of the 80s shook our car window, singing, we will rock you. And I ran so far away. I wish I'd heard of Freddie Mercury while he was still alive. I would have switched sides. I would have switched sides. But where was Jesus when we needed him? Where was Amy Grant? I thought she was his backup. I like to think I found him just in time.
Shot 20. Number 14.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was No Age with a track called I Won't Be Your Generator from their latest album, An Object. That's a number 14 up from 20. And falling to number 15 from 10 was Ray Spoon with the latest record, My Prairie Home, and a track called Amy Grant.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, and we're chatting now with Ben Fox of Dinosaur Bones. They've just released their second full-length titled Shaky Dream. And Ben, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I want to start with a bit about the album. What was the recording process like for this record?
Well, first off, we went down to Dallas, Texas to record this one with a producer named John Congleton, who's a guy that we've kind of admired from afar for a while. He's responsible for the St. Vincent records, which I'm a huge fan of, bands like The Walkmen and Explosions in the Sky, and a lot of records that we love, that we've spent a lot of time listening to, and we're really attracted to the production, the sound, particularly on the St. Vincent records. It kind of explores in a lot of different directions, and the sounds are really kind of surprising, and that really kind of drew us to them. And we went down to Dallas to record the record, spent about a month at his studio, and kind of the process was very kind of live off the floor. For the most part, we'd have all of our amps kind of isolated, and then we'd be playing together. So it kind of gave us this really nice happy medium of, the sonic control of having everything isolated. You can really kind of play with things and really tweak things out, and explore things after the fact, but also have the human element of, the five of us in a room together, it was comfortable. But it also gave us a chance to really explore a lot and play around with things, which is something we hadn't really done in the past as a band while recording. So,
and the songs on the album, is there a story or something kind of that flows between, or is it just a collection of sounds and lyrics that you guys really felt passionate about for this album? Is there a story there with the way that with the songs that flow through on the album?
I wouldn't say that there's definitely no kind of narrative straight through, but there are definitely recurring themes and things that we touch on over the course of the record. But I personally am more a fan of staying. I find that albums that kind of box themselves in into a tight narrative kind of I prefer to kind of just be shooting from the hip and speaking sort of as truly as I can, there's definitely no kind of narrative particular sort of tying them all together, but I don't know.
For you and the band, is there any notable difference in your sound or the way that you produced this album over your last album that you released? Is there a difference in the sound or kind of the direction that you guys went?
Yeah, I think a big thing that we really kind of tried to focus on was almost paring things down. So, I'm really attracted to music where you can really kind of hear the moving parts. You can really feel the moving parts. We wanted a greater sense of transparency. For example, rather than having a wall of, four guitars playing something over dubs and doubled and tripled, we would just kind of labor over the one guitar tone that's really captivating. So that kind of thing, just to kind of let it breathe and give it a bit more space. So that's definitely something sonically that we were focusing on throughout the album. And of course, there are moments when we go for it and just blow it right out. But I think we've kind of used that more as a particular tool rather than the kind of strategy for the record.
Stick around, there's more with Ben coming up. At number 13, dropping 8 spots on the charts this week, is Sarah Neufeld with her album Hero Brother. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13. We'll be right back.
was Sarah Neufeld holding down the number 13 spot on the charts this week. And still on the line with us is Ben Fox from Dinosaur Bones.
Yes.
I read up that you guys had just finished a show run here with Hey Rosetta. What was it like performing with those guys?
It was cool. It was we played with them one time years ago. We were a brand spanking new band at the time, and I think they were, you know, on their first record quite early on. So it was cool to get to play some shows with those guys. It was nice. We were playing the one of the shows we played was in Burnstown, Ontario, which is kind of this small sort of cottage community. And we got to play at this venue called the Neat Cafe, which was like a sit down kind of soft seat, wooden sort of a barn building, very, very much kind of has a Grand Ole Opry vibe to it. So it was cool playing with them. It kind of, exposed us to some performance scenarios that were, you know, not as used to, or we don't get as many opportunities to do. So yeah, it was very cool.
Very cool. And so you guys had an opportunity to do some rounds around the summer as well, and you get to play Edge Fest this summer and Key to Bala. You're also gearing up for a fall tour. I know that your dates aren't quite ready to be made public yet, but is there any surprises or anything that's going to come out of that, or what you're preparing for in terms of your show?
Yeah, it's definitely as far as the touring itself. It's definitely we're gearing up for some long runs. You know, we're going to be down into the States a whole bunch, and of course across Canada. So there's lots to become. We're excited. We haven't yet gotten out on a big proper run yet with this album. So it's going to be a lot of fun to get on the road and play these songs tonight. You know.
Awesome, and I know where people can find it. Check them out online, dinosaurbones.ca. You want to find out more about Shaky Dream and find out when they'll be on tour. That's where you'll get all of that information. Ben, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And at number 12 this week, here is Dinosaur Bones on the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
Told you keep your eyes inside, yeah.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 11.
What can we do? Oh, what can we do? What can we do? Oh,
It's the Earshot 20.
And you just heard number 11 up one spot this week, Superchunk, from their latest record, I Hate Music, a track called What Can We Do? You heard two tracks from Dinosaur Bones, Nothing Left Between the Lines, and Don't Decide. That's from their latest Shaky Dream at number 12, down from number 7. And down from number 5 to number 13 was Sarah Neufeld, her debut record's called Hero Brother. And starting off that set, it was a track called Sprinter Fire.
And a big thanks to Ben Fox for joining us from Dinosaur Bones, talking about what's going on with their band and what lies ahead for them. Sounds like lots of great and exciting things coming up from them. All right, that does it. It's the first 10 over with, and we're moving on to the top 10. But not before we tell you a bit about this program. And if you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20 National Countdown Show. We're counting down the charts from earshot-online.com. You can go there and check those out anytime, and they're normally uploaded by Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning, the brand new charts for each week. And we record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. It's the campus and community radio station here, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners, as well as some other partners, including Maritime Kitchen Party, which is a new station, online station, that has picked us up, and we thank them very much for carrying the program, and thanks to all for carrying the program. You can also find us online for download if you like what you're hearing, you want to go back and listen to a previous song, you wanted to know what the name was, you can do that through radio4all.net, that's radio4all.net, you can download the program there, and you can also podcast this show on iTunes. Coming up in the next hour of the program, more great music as we delve into the top 10, plus your Entertainment 411 and the Lowdown. You don't want to miss that. Stick around.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.